sharing your stories and hot topics. Welcome back to the Maggie Linton Show.
Later this hour, the power of a good night's sleep and how to get it. Our guest is going to be breathing and sleep expert Tess Graham. Her book is Relief from Snoring and Sleep Apnea. Do you know 50% of Americans snore? Ooh. But anyway, we continue right now with a salute to Wealth Wednesday with tips from successful entrepreneur, investor, and author Mae McCarthy. Her book is The Path to Wealth, 7 Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. Welcome, Mae.
Good morning, Maggie.
It's good chatting with you. Your whole idea for gaining wealth and success is really embracing what you call the universal power with the Chief Spiritual Officer, or CSO.
It is. That's what I affectionately call my source of intuition.
Mm-hmm. And you are such an advocate of something that I so believe in. The gut feeling, the intuition, you've got to pay attention to it.
You do. And if you look throughout history, some of the most famous and successful people, and in our day, we can look at Oprah and mm-hmm. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, all of them say how important it is to trust that still small voice of intuition as a success tool, that they absolutely need to rely on that in order to be successful.
Yeah. It's in that success, you really can be led that way if you put it out to the universe if that's what you want.
It's true. It's true. One of the things, everybody's had some sort of gut feeling or mm-hmm. some sort of instinct. Unfortunately, we don't recognize that that was trying to help us until after the event has occurred. Have you ever had a gut instinct or a real strong thought to do something and you didn't do anything,
but
then later saw that you could have had some success if you had followed your gut, or maybe you could have avoided a mistake?
Uh-huh. You know, it's this sounds weird what I'm getting ready to say, but a lot of I don't drive to work that often. But when I do, just before I pull out of the parking lot headed home, I listen to my still small voice that says which way I should go.
That's great.
And I'll tell you, when I started doing that, one year when I was still in college, which was a long time ago, something kept telling me to go to the corner to make the turn, go to the corner to make the turn. And I decided not to. Mm. And I turned into an alley, which would have brought me up right into the parking lot of the apartment complex where I was living, because it was the shortcut. There was a car coming along, and as he sped up, I started the turn. But what I didn't see was there was a motorcyclist on the other side of that car riding between him and the curb, and I hit the kid. Now, he lived. He broke his leg. But it's like from then on, it's like really pay attention.
That's true, Maggie. And what a great example. Mm-hmm. What a great example. What I teach in my book mm-hmm. is that, first of all, that source of intuition always wants to help you. It wants to help you to achieve your goals, and it wants to help you to be safe and avoid mistakes. What we can do is cultivate a relationship with it so that we rely on it. One of the biggest problems is because we don't use it as often as you just described. I mean, you do for when you're driving, but imagine using it to help obtain goals. So in the book, I teach people how to cultivate a relationship with it so that they can prove to themselves that this is reliable and can be trusted.
Yeah. Very true. Oh, I depend on it for other things, too.
You're
throw
wonderful.
It out there. I totally believe in throwing it out to the universe and then doing something to cultivate it. It's kind of like you can put the seeds in the garden, but if you don't put them actually in the ground, then they could be blown away or picked up by birds or something like that. Am I right?
That's true. And one of the things that we do as successful business people is we're always keeping our goals at the forefront of our thought.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book, I teach people that success technique of a business person or an athlete. We're all doing the same thing to really be deliberate in terms of what it is that we want. Then we throw it up to the universe or the source of intuition and say, look, I want to partner with you now. And here's the things that I want. I also want to be safe. So you give me leads all day long and tell me what directions to take. I'll either take the step or I'll ask for another lead. And eventually it becomes a game, and it's really fun. And you get to go on these paths that you would have never created for yourself, only to reach your goal, turn around and look at the path and be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazed.
And if you're on that right path also, steps that you think you need to take will also, that's why I loved your book, because I really, there is so much stuff in here that I do. I'm not totally wealthy yet, but I'm moving in the right direction. But your path will get smoother if you truly are following that path. It's like almost like little shortcuts are created for you.
No doubt. That is so true. The other thing is that we change. As mm-hmm. we are in this partnership, life becomes a lot easier. We don't have to do everything ourselves. We can unload some of the burden onto our new partner, and they will give us, or it, or that, or whatever people choose to call it. I call mine the CSO, but mm-hmm. when you turn it over and you know that you have a reliable partner, life becomes a lot less burdensome. And so when things do happen, because life does happen, right?
Yes.
When things happen, we don't get as bent out of shape and have these emotional roller coaster rides anymore. We just know that somehow this is going to turn into another step that takes us along the journey to achieve what we want.
Right. Once again, we're talking with entrepreneur, investor, and author Mae McCarthy. Her book is The Path to Wealth, 7 Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. You've really had some success, too. Tell our listeners just a little bit about it, and then we're going to start kind of going through those 7 steps where, in particular, you begin to read something inspirational. But talk a little bit about your background.
Thank you. I will. I started as a very young entrepreneur, the last of 10 children raised in Hawaii back in the 60s. And so we were in this teeny, teeny little town, and I got a chance to see my parents operate with this purpose of being an entrepreneur and solving problems, but also in giving a lot, knowing that if they continuously gave out free health care or helped businesses get started and didn't charge them rent for their office space, things like that, that could be a success tool. So as I started in college, the summer before my sophomore year in college, I started my first business, which was in fashion retail. And then since then, had 3 in telecommunications and 2 in software with equipment for giant hospital systems to automate their drug inventory processes. And one of the companies grew to over $120 million in annual revenues, and we had 250 employees. And all of the businesses, you know, with simply with grace and this idea of giving out that which you wanted to receive, that ended up making profitable companies out of all of them and a wonderful, wonderful livelihood, as well as accumulating a lot of wealth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if anybody has any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to join us. The number is 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. And the 8255 spells TALK. So 866-801-TALK. You began talking about the need to start the day with something inspirational. I've been doing that every day for a number of years.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I've learned is that when I want to become something else, when I want to be a multimillionaire, or if I were aspiring to be a PhD or a successful professional speaker, one of the things that helps me is to read stories about people that have already achieved that. And so when I choose books that are inspirational, what I'm looking for is a story about someone that is achieving their goals with the help of a spiritual guide, either God or their intuition or some sort of help from outside that is giving them direction. So in the back of my book, I list a number of different books that are great for mm-hmm. that 5 minutes of inspirational reading.
And if you've got a little bit more time, that's okay too.
It is. One of the things that happens in this practice is people end up taking the 30 minutes that I prescribe, and they sometimes will turn it into a much longer practice. And that's fine if you have the luxury of being able to do that. But what's more important is consistency.
Yeah,
you know, having that consistent cultivation of this relationship is more important than the length of time that you spend on any day. And just like in exercise, right, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can go to the gym or we can go work out with a trainer, you know, twice a week. But if we did a shorter workout 5 days a week, it'd probably work better for us.
Right. And it's the same thing with eating or taking care of yourself. You know, you're the one who puts the food in your mouth. You're the one who gets up to do the exercise. You're the one who has so much control of your life. But at the same time, are you really doing it to the max?
Exactly. And so this 5 minutes of inspirational reading is really boiled down to reading stories about people that are achieving their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can identify with other people achieving their goals and see that it's possible, then it trains your subconscious to believe that it's possible for you.
Yeah. The gratitude letter.
This is the best part.
So many people spend their times talking about what's wrong when we have so much right. People say, how are you? I say, I'm great. I'm above ground breathing and I got a job.
Love it. That's great.
Yeah. But I also generally have good health. So let's talk about the need for a gratitude letter too.
Right. So 5 minutes is spent on your inspirational reading, and then the next 10 minutes in the morning practice is spent writing a gratitude letter. And that's one of the reasons I ask for people to choose a name for their source of intuition. Many of the students that I have will choose a spiritual name like God or Spirit. Others choose an intelligence or universal power. But whatever you choose to call it is just fine. So in the gratitude letter, you're actually writing a gratitude letter to your partner and the world and the universe, and you're being grateful for everything that you have, everything that pours off the top of your head that you have. I am so grateful that I have a great job. I'm so grateful that I have a wonderful family who loves and supports me. I'm so grateful for all these things I have. And then you add, I'm so grateful for all of these things that I want as though I already have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so grateful that my customers love the products and services that we offer that are flawless, maintenance-free, operating perfectly for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might not be the case today, but it's what I want. And so I'm grateful for what I want as though I already have it. And that can include money, relationships, health, experiences with coworkers. I have one really great story, Maggie. This woman is an accounting manager, and she has a bunch of people that worked for her, and she decided to start being grateful for feeling appreciated. So she started giving appreciation to everyone she could think of, her employees that worked for her, as well as her family and friends and anybody that came to mind. She would just drop a little note or give them a call and say, I just thought of you today, and I want you to know how much I appreciate having you in my life. Well, about a week later, here comes this vice president in her company down the hallway, and all of her employees are in those cubes that are in offices,
mm-hmm.
and they pop up to look, and this vice president drops to his knees and starts flailing his arms in a sign of homage, saying, you guys are so great. Oh, my gosh, you saved us from tens of thousands of dollars worth of mistakes because of what you did in terms of finding this error. So she and all of her staff felt so appreciated because this guy had shown this outward sign of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's because she was tuning herself in to what it is that she wanted, which was appreciation.
Yeah. And that positive attitude that the good will come to you is so important. It's like you say, very much like this, imagining your good experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagining that the positive side is going to come out, and it will.
Yeah.
It may not happen exactly when you want it to, but as we sometimes say, it's always right on time.
Exactly. So the idea of being grateful for what you want as though you already have it is a true and proven success tool for goal attainment. So we are now focusing on what we want. So we've written that out for 10 minutes, and then we read it out loud. And mm-hmm. here's what happens when you read it out loud. First of all, you remember it, and it anchors it more fully into your system. Your subconscious gets a hold of it, and you now are going to be looking for opportunities to make those statements true. It's just the way our subconscious works. And then, of course, you have your partnership that's going to be helping you as well. So that remembering it and putting it at the forefront of your thoughts every single day with gratitude. And here's what happens with gratitude. It lights up the front part of your brain and releases some dopamine into your brain. And what that does is help you focus. So there might be opportunities out there to make your goals come true, but you're just not noticing them because you haven't lit up that part of your brain with gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with entrepreneur, investor, and author Mae McCarthy. Her book, again, very positive. It is The Path to Wealth, 7 Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. And we're talking about how Mae is sharing her success with you, because it's 7 simple steps. And you also say, expect leads and follow directions. And the one thing so often, again, in our subconscious, if we're just paying attention, that lead will come to us, but we'll ignore it.
Right. That's because we're trained to.
That's one of the biggest things. You know, if somebody's getting itchy about moving to a different job, making the connections with people, talking to them, and maybe somebody gives you a suggestion, but then you kind of drag your feet about getting it, guess what? That window of opportunity is only going to be there for so long.
That's true. That is so true. One of the things that ends up happening is we aren't trained to follow our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And because it happens so erratically, so unpredictably for most of us, we don't feel that we can rely on it. And we're all trained to follow data. I mean, if we can touch it, if we can feel it, if we can see it, if we can compute it, then it's probably real. We're going to rely on our rational mind. And that's where our ego hits. So our rational mind, when we get an intuitive hit that says, don't go this way or take advantage of this opportunity, our rational mind is trying to talk us out of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you got sometimes got to push it back in the corner.
You do. Well, and with anything, if you practice anything, you're going to get better at it.
Yeah.
And that's why the 7 simple steps that are in the book are a daily practice. And it just takes a half an hour in the morning and then short bits all day long. But as you practice it and you prove it, then you can rely on it, and which is the whole reason that all of those successful people like Oprah, Gates, and Jobs say that they rely on it. Mm. But Steve Jobs had the most interesting thing to say. He said that you actually have to have courage. You have to have courage to rely on your intuition.
Yeah. Step out on faith.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is more than anything. When you throw those desires again out to the universe and some of those begin to be answered, you've got to have faith that they will proceed. And sometimes they may take a zigzag pattern, but you've got to know that you're still not letting go of that end.
Yeah, you're not going to get, when you get an intuitive lead, you're not going to see how that relates to the end game. Yeah. All you know is that you either take the step that you're led to take or you ask for another lead. And I could give you a short example of that. Mm-hmm. I was in Cleveland, and I travel about 150,000 miles a year. So I got off the plane, got my rent car, went to the hotel, and dropped off my bags. The normal thing that I do next is drive to the closest grocery store to get water and supplies for my trip. As I was in the car, I got this really strong thought, this combined with a feeling to drive to a grocery store that I knew that was about 15 minutes away. Well, that didn't make any sense, Maggie. Mm-hmm. My rational mind was trying to talk me out of it, saying, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night, your appointment's at 8 in the morning, which Seattle time is 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's trying to talk me out of driving that far. But I just stopped and I said, I need another lead. You know, CSO, I need another lead. Mm-hmm. And I just sat there quietly, kind of like what you do when you're in your car.
Yeah.
And I sat there quietly and I got this overwhelming feeling that just said it was okay to do this. So I drove to the grocery store, I parked my car, and as I'm walking in, who should be walking out at exactly the same time but a customer, a potential customer that I was trying to reach for the last 6 months because I wanted to be able to present our products to him.
Mm-hmm.
We struck up this nice conversation. I had met him at a trade show before, and he invited me to come and make a presentation during that same trip. My goal that I had been writing out every morning as part of my gratitude was that I'm so grateful that we are now receiving a minimum of $400,000 in income for our company. Well, lo and behold, that contract turned into over $500,000.
There you go. Why not?
So that driving to that store made no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see how it was going to help me reach my goal, but I knew it was direction from my source of intuition. So I took the step.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, we have to talk about end of day, too. Were you in your day with gratitude and forgiveness?
Mm.
And you have such a wonderful quote in here from Martin Luther King Jr. for that. It says, we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. And I just had a woman on right before you who was talking about the Forgiveness Project. So this really works with what he was saying. Once again, let me start the quote. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love.
Mm, so true. And I would add to that saying is also devoid of the power to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because what ends up happening is if you have anything in you that appears as though it's unforgiveness, resentment, anger, annoyance, anything towards another person or yourself, then that becomes a boulder, an obstacle on the path to achieving the good things that you want in life. And you need to obliterate it. You need to get rid of that obstacle. And you also need to unkink the communication channel between you and your source of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things, that resentment, that anger, any obstacle at all, the embarrassment that you might feel for having done something in your past, all of that is a obstacle on the path to your good. So you need to get rid of it. And here's the best part, that forgiveness prayer that I give people to say every night, they don't even have to believe it. You don't have to believe it in order for it to work. You can just recite it out loud, and it will have an effect to, kind of like a jackhammer, to break up that boulder on your pathway and get it out of the way so that you can go forward to the path to wealth, to all the good things that you want in life.
Yeah, very true. Well, I also say thank you at night when I'm on my knees. You know, thank you for this day, asking for guidance for the next day.
You absolutely need to end with gratitude because, again, what's going to happen is you are going to be setting yourself up in this wonderful state of freedom right before you go to sleep. You've been grateful for all that you can remember off the top of your head, and you've given forth anything that could be a burden by saying the forgiveness prayer. And so now you've gone to sleep, and you'd be really surprised how much information will come to you while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Have a pencil and pad next to the bed, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right. Listen, folks, wonderful book. Mae McCarthy it is, entrepreneur, investor, and author. Her book, The Path to Wealth, 7 Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance, very readable, very inspirational. It's available at Amazon.com and other locations. More at her website, BizUltz, and that's ULTZ.com, BizUltz.com. Thank you, Mary. May.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
Wonderful talking to you, and continued success and God's blessings.
Yours too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You don't need to get your eyes checked. You don't need to recalculate the total. And no one's pulling an elaborate prank on you. That number on your current satellite TV bill is high. Are you ready for a lower bill? Call 1-800-CALL-DISH today and switch to Dish. Dish provides the same HD service, gives you the same channels and the sports you love. They even have offers that other satellite providers don't, like no fee for regional sports networks and no first receiver fee. Why pay more? Well, it's a no-brainer. Dish is a better value. Stop staring at your costly bill and pick up the phone. Call 1-800-CALL-DISH and talk to a customer representative. One simple call can start saving you money. Get the same great shows and better quality service, all for a lower price. Call 1-800-CALL-DISH and switch to Dish today. 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. When we return, sleeping your way to good health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back.